And my guests this afternoon are Louise Brown and Michaela Clements. We've got Double Bubble today from St. Catherine's Hospice. Louise, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tell us about the big road ride and how it went.
Oh, yeah, the big road ride, which took place in July, went really fantastically well, actually. It was a beautiful sunny day, and we're on target to raise £15,000 for the hospice.
£15,000, that's what we talked about last time you were in that very seat.
Yeah, promoting it.
Michaela, tell us a little bit about the spinathon.
Gosh, it seems like a long time ago now. The spinathon was back in March. We had great fun dressing up in 80s-themed gear.
And speaking of dressing up in gear, today is all about the Santa Runs. Now, I know this is a national phenomenon, but for the uninitiated, tell us what a Santa Run's all about.
We've got four Santa Runs. It's just a festive fun run. The distances are between 2 to 5K. Everyone who takes part gets a free Santa suit, and then they all run together dressed as Santa.
Right you are, and it's a national phenomenon. What's the aim of the hospice in doing four runs like this?
So the aim is to raise £15,000, which will contribute to the £180,000, which it costs us to care for patients and their families over the 12 days of Christmas.
Right you are. Michaela, you actually get a Santa suit.
Yes, everyone who signs up gets a Santa suit. Under sixes receive a hat. So they collect them on the day, and everyone at the end gets a well-deserved medal and festive refreshments.
And do you get support for that? Does somebody provide the Santa suits for you, or is that an outlay for the hospice?
Oh no, that's all included in the cost. So everyone can collect their Santa suit the day of the run.
And are you going to be in costume, charging about somewhere?
Of course.
What about you, Louise?
Of course.
And is it possible to get across the ground quickly when you're done up in a Santa suit and a big white beard to go with it, I take it?
Yeah, well, I've done some practicing, actually. I took part in the East Grinstead 10K as Santa, and it's hot, but it's doable.
And I suppose it also adds to the pre-Christmas weight loss so that you can indulge a bit over the festive season. Have you had a practice run, Michaela?
We've been practicing in K2 gym. We've been rowing and walking on the treadmill. We've been getting healthy.
So you're taking it all really seriously. Now, getting healthy reminds me to ask you about the great claws that you're santering up for. Of course, we know quite a bit about the hospice, but just remind us very quickly about some of the things that you get up to at St. Catherine's.
At St. Catherine's Hospice, we support people living with terminal illnesses. And that's not just the patients themselves, but it's their friends and family and carers. So it costs around £15,000 to provide all of our services at the hospice. So we have an inpatient unit. 80% of our patients are cared for in their own homes, and we also provide a day hospice in Caterham and Crawley.
So it's truly a great clause, as I know you've written in your publicity material for us. Now, four fun runs, and you mentioned training at the K2 just now. The K2 is a new venue for you this year, is it not?
Yeah, so it's the first time we've had one in Crawley, so we're really excited about that. The other two are in Horsham, East Grinstead and Caterham.
Right you are. What about the East Grinstead run? When's that? What time? Where is it?
So the East Grinstead Santa run is on the 16th of November at Charton Park Country Club. It's 3K in distance, and it starts at nice and early at 9 a.m.
And that's a Sunday, if I'm counting right. And Louise, there's a second run that day.
So the second run that day is at Horsham Park. That one starts a bit later at 10:30 a.m. and it's a little bit longer, it's 4 kilometres.
So that's the one for the seasoned athletes, effectively.
Yes.
Yeah. Which one are you running?
Oh, we're not running, we're organising.
Oh, I see. So all that training and all the rest of it, but you're not running this time. What are you organising, Louise?
We'll be organising on the day, so we'll be looking after the volunteers. So we always need volunteers to help us at each of those events. We'll be checking people in, registering them, because you can actually come along on the day and register on the day if you haven't registered beforehand. And just looking after general logistics of the event.
And is that your bag as well on the run days, Michaela?
Yes, definitely.
Do we find that there's much need? I mean, the Reigate Half Marathon recently was on a warm day, and I saw one or two exhausted people at the end of that. Is this purely a fun run? Do you ever get people on their knees at the end?
Oh, no. Everyone's encouraged to either hop, skip, or, you know, walk it. It's not a competitive run at all.
So it's very much at your own pace.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Right. Tell us about the new run at the K2, then, and you're getting into Crawley for the first time.
The K2 and Crawley have actually chosen St Catherine's Hospice to be one of their partners, and as part of that they offered us their run track as a venue, which is really fantastic. So we're just trying to, it's actually our most popular event at the moment. We've got over 600 Santa signed up, and 200 of them are for the Crawley K2. It's just working together and making an exciting event for everybody.
Jolly good. I might see if I can pop down to that, but in a spectator's capacity, nothing else. Have you seen my radio figure? Now, Sunday the 23rd of November interests me. I'll tell you why in a minute, but tell us about Sunday the 23rd.
So on Sunday the 23rd, it will be at Queen's Park in Caterham. It's a 3K run starting at 10:30 a.m. And all the Santas will run around the park three times and have a nice mince pie when they get back.
I did 20 laps of Queen's Park when I was young. Sponsored walk, that was, to raise funds for the old Cateramians. And we were so euphoric when we got to the end of it, we did a lap of honour. We did an extra lap. And that's the furthest I've ever walked in one go in my life, I think. So that's my connection with Queen's Park. Right, Sunday the 16th, Chatham Park at East Grinstead, 9 in the morning, and Horsham Park at 10:30. Saturday the 22nd, the big one at the K2 in Crawley. And then Sunday the 23rd at 10:30, Queen's Park in Caterham. Louise, you mentioned registration. Can you tell us between you about registration in advance and registration on the day, please?
Yes, certainly. So to register in advance, you just need to visit our website, which is www.stch.org.uk/Santa Run, or call 01293 447 364. To register in advance, it's £10 per adult, £5 for under 16s, and £25 per family. If you want to register on the day, that's £15 per adult and £8 for under 16s, and it's £40 per family.
Right, we've got that on our local info read. So have you got the number again, the contact details for us, Michaela? Let's do that again.
Yep, it's 01293 447 364, or if you go to our website, www.stch.org.uk/Santa Run.
We've got summer outside and it's feeling like Christmas in the studio. Isn't that absolutely brilliant? Now, while I've got the pleasure of double company, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the Santa Runs or about what's coming up at the hospice?
At the East Grinstead and Crawley one, we've got one of our fantastic volunteers, Shirley, there, who's selling some of her sort of creative Christmassy fates. So if you do come along, bring some loose change. Coming up,
we've got a Winter Wonderland event, which is at Holmbush Farm on the 30th of November. So it's a free event to come along to, but Santa himself will be there, and you can pay £5 to take part in the Santa experience.
Jolly good. Well, we'll look forward to all of that. You asked me to flout the regulations and provide a Christmas song, which I've duly done, and I thought particularly suitable for this afternoon would be Run, Run, Rudolph. So that's what we're going to play in a second. Michaela Clements, Louise Brown from St Catherine's Hospice, it's been a delight to see you both again this afternoon on the Tea Break.
Thank you.
Thank you.